Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
At the start of 1968, as U.S. voters prepared for the presidential primaries, controversy over the Vietnam War was intensifying, and hippies everywhere were tuning in, turning on, and dropping out. Into this volatile brew stepped Eugene McCarthy, Minnesota's U.S. senator who ran for president on a platform to end America's involvement in Vietnam. Historian Brian Horrigan says McCarthy's anti-war message galvanized an army of youth.
It tapped into the youthful spirit of the 1960s, the protest spirit, the rebellious spirit.
Horrigan says McCarthy's campaign couldn't politically afford to enlist the help of thousands of unwashed, long-haired hippies, so out came the razor.
These students who were hairy and bearded and wore hippie clothes decided to get clean for Gene, as the phrase went.
Though the hippies on the inside helped McCarthy take second place in the New Hampshire primary, the peace candidate ultimately lost his bid to become the Democratic nominee. That honor went to another Minnesotan, then Vice President Hubert Humphrey, who narrowly lost the race to Republican Richard Nixon.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.